We're going to get into the word. I'm going to give out a few words tonight that there's a paradigm shift in the assignment of money cometh. And we're going to start it tonight. So I'm going to give you a few words in Jesus' name. Amen. You need to take notes. Submission is one of the words I want to give. Submission. The second word is commitment. And the third word shifts somewhat to what's going to start taking place in your life almost immediately after tonight. Permission. Your submission and your commitment give God permission. Also, we want to see to begin to stop drifting. Also, you want to put the word and have it lifting. And the word shifting. And then the word gifting. Those words, you need to look at them, and you look them in the dictionary and find them different ways, but they're saying something about that about to transpire in this house tonight in this supernatural money coming conference. Money cometh to release wealth transference for covenant and kingdom business. Yes, sir. Tonight we're going to reduce your effort about your business and your finances.
Yes, sir.
And let's begin with two familiar scriptures, but there's a shifting effect that have to take place. Turn to Deuteronomy 8. We'll look at that one verse, and then we'll look at another verse. Money cometh to release wealth transference for covenant and kingdom business. The thought here, the turnaround here, if you take care of my business,
yes,
I'll take care of your business.
Yes, sir.
But if you're only focusing on your business, it slowed me down because I can't fully trust you yet.
Yes, sir.
All right, so now you're in Deuteronomy 8:18. All right, hold that, and I'll say one or two more things. There's a place in God where all your money needs, desires, and dreams are met. There's a place in God. That place is found in taking care of his business. Because you see in my life a divine result. And you might be trying to get there. You can't get there.
Yes,
not right now.
Yes, sir.
There are classes.
Yes,
there are stages of promotion. Mm-hmm. But my focus wasn't on me.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
It's a secret there.
Yes, sir.
See, my focus was on the kingdom. I'm going to read some scripture to you that's going to help you there. Now, your job is to see others step into the blessings of God properly. Helping and teaching the poor how not to be poor no more, avoiding just handouts. So a lot of things we went by wrong because we crippled people by welfare in their mind. And that is not kosher with the Lord. All right, here in Deuteronomy 8, now you know this verse, Deuteronomy 8:18, but I want you to think now there's a shifting, because now we're putting covenant and kingdom business before our business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Before our car, before our house.
Yes, sir.
And you get lost in kingdom business and wake up in a new house.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you see me? Now the heckler's in trouble tonight. Because
yes,
he said, oh, Lord, he didn't shift on us. Yes, because it's time. The Lord told me it's time. I was in my office, in my bedroom. The Lord said, it's time now. I want them to show, I want to show them how you got there.
Yes, sir.
They've been dealing with where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But they need to know some steps to get there. So the 18th verse said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. What did he say? Who did he say remember?
The Lord thy God.
For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. And quickly he stated what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy father as it is today. So the wealth actually first is for his covenant.
Yes, sir.
Taking care of the father's business.
Yes, sir.
Now, another familiar scripture, come home tonight. Matthew 6:33, go there. It's another familiar scripture talking about kingdom and covenant business. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. But look what's first.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So I think that tonight, scriptures that I'm going to share with you, say for instance, Romans 12:11. Romans 12:11. Look at that a moment. I'm going to throw five or six scriptures at you before we get into the nitty gritty of money coming to release wealth transference for covenant and kingdom business.
Yes, sir.
Not slothful in business.
Uh-huh.
Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Uh-huh.
See, you get lost in that.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And you're ending up somewhere else. I guess for the first, it's been 40 years, had money come is 20 years. Just a few years ago that I came clean, that I don't have to be concerned about money no more. But I wasn't looking for the money. I was lost in kingdom business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See this now, because you're going to grow well tonight. You're going to develop well. You see, he said, not slothful in business. Take care of my business.
Yes, sir.
Be fervent in spirit when you're taking care of it. Serving me.
Yes,
sir. You be serving me with a tray, and the day will come, I'll say, that's your tray.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow. I've been working on it all the while, but you had to go through some steps to get there.
Yes, sir.
By taking care of my business. Look, Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Luke 2, chapter 2, verse 49. Look with me. Jesus knew at an early age, and he made a statement that I want you to hear tonight, because I'm going to get you some places tonight that you're going to shift.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And you're going to be lifted. Mm-hmm. And your drifting day is over.
Yes, sir.
About your finances.
Yes, sir.
And about how you're going to come out.
Yes, sir.
It's over. It's over. You're not going to have to be concerned about it anymore. Look what it says here. And he said unto them, Jesus, how is it that you sought me? Would you not that I must be about my Father's business? Write that down. That one of the steps of wealth and increase and abundance is being about the Father's business.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You get lost in his business, he'll take care of yours.
Yes, sir.
I've been lost for 40 years. See, people don't understand it. No, it's not just that money coming.
Uh-huh.
No, see, I've been taking care of his business.
Yes, sir.
That's what tithing about.
Yes, sir.
That's why the voice Luke 6:38, start like it start.
Yep.
See? Give. That's the first side of it.
Yes,
then it should be given to you good measure. But you got to learn how to give first.
Yes, sir.
All right. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. I got to work this groundwork.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You are appointed over God's business on earth. Therefore, brother, look out among yourself, men. See, you got to have an honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. You need all that to handle money.
Yes, sir.
Whom we may appoint over this business. See, your wealth is God's business. Your abundance is God's business.
Yes,
and it, but he got to use you to do certain things in the earth's realm.
Yes, sir.
See. And then John 14:12. The works that I do. Shall you do also greater work than these shall you do because I go in my Father. You see the setup?
Yes, sir.
I said, do you see the setup?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Genesis 12. I'm going to give you a point now, a point that's going to shift your finances and that's going to speed up everything, but going to slow down your aggressiveness for what you want. We're too aggressive to get stuff ahead of time. And when the Lord find out that you're properly taught about this, everything's going to start moving.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, you're in Genesis chapter 12, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Watch this. Knowing how to wear the wealth transferring anointing. Now I just prime you and prop you with some of the things I said to you.
Yes, sir.
That's a wealth. When you bought it, when you bought his business, that's a wealth transferring anointing.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Now then Genesis 12. Now the Lord said to Abraham, for Abram, get out thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. He ain't in the land yet. I'm gonna show it to you. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Now watch what that end of that third verse says. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed, not just about you. Every time you come praying to me, it's all about you. You're praying about what you need, what you got to get. Quit that stuff and yield to my spirit.
Yes,
and come to me with something else.
Yes, sir.
Every time I hear you, what you talking about? Lord, I need you to help me. Pay me this. No, do be about my business. Lord, what you want me to do?
Yes, sir.
See? Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 45. Come on. I'm going to say, she knowing how to wear the wealth, transferring anointing. I wear it. But it didn't get on me yesterday.
Right.
One son and his son, I have $45,000 in my pocket from a son and a son's son.
Wow.
Son and then his son.
Yes, sir. Yep.
the son learned the lesson. Now his son learned the lesson. And the son gonna learn the lesson.
Yes, sir.
It's because it's a connection.
Yes, sir.
Now this is one of my favorite verses here. Back in the day, in the years when I was really plowing along in these fields and loving God and just serving him, in Isaiah 45, verse 1, then said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, what do you call him? He's anointed, right?
Yes, sir.
Whose right hand I have holden to subdue nation before him, and I would loose the lions of king to open before him the two leave gates, and the gates shall not be shut. See, that's an anointing.
Yes, sir.
And I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in the pieces, not you, the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I'm going to get all that from around you.
Yes,
but you just follow me. Do what I say do.
Yes, sir.
And I will give thee Oh, verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I'm the Lord, which called thee by name and am the God of Israel. Knowing, and I can go on and on, and knowing how to wear the wealth transferring anointing, let's look at something else. And I wrote these notes, and I don't have time to put them in order. Get ready for wealth demonstration to take place in your life. Turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. I wish somebody listening to me having a hard time financially, because I'm about to set you, the Lord about to set you free.
Yes, sir.
I wish somebody listening to me, all the ends not being met like they should, and have never had financial peace. But I'm going to show you here in this scripture, here's a man surrounded by other armies to fight him. He prayed the prayer of deliverance. He said, I don't know what to do, but I got my eyes on you. And then there was a promise of deliverance through a prophet who prophesied, said, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. But this man was wise enough in this wealth demonstration to take place in his life and his people's life. He made a statement in the 20th verse of 2 Chronicles 20:20. Now, he all jammed up. Everything, it's sort of like if your finances are all jammed up and it looks like nothing working and everything keep hitting you from every side. But he said, the Lord said, oh, isn't the battle not yours?
Yes, sir.
And then so you have to turn it over to God. In the 20th verse, and they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Jehoshaphat was the one going through it, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so ye shall prosper. So shall ye prosper. And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty, take care of my business, the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which was come against Judah, and they were smitten. See, they were praying to take care of his business. Huh? For the children of Ammon, verse 23, now come on with me. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, ordered to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came down toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked upon the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and all your bills. And none escaped. Look at verse 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found them in abundance, both riches with the dead body and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they can carry away. And there were 3 days in getting of the spoil. It was so much. See, that money coming to release wealth transferring for covenant and kingdom business. See, it can just happen. It can just happen. The Lord, if you bought his business and you trust in him, it can just happen. But the emphasis might be too strong on, Lord, help me. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do that for me. That you ought to be praising him. And giving him thanks for what he already has done. You got your eyes on somebody probably who have came through the steps. And you think you're going to get there next week. You're not going to get there next week because you're not ready for it. But you got to start somewhere. Say it. Money cometh to me now. See, that's what money cometh is for, but yet the groundwork got to be taken care of properly.
Yes, sir.
All right, God in heaven. I'll show you something. It'll make you shout. In 1 Chronicle 29, I'm going to make a statement here that pertains to the message that I'm teaching. You have to be ready. Let me say it this way. And you just write down verses 1 through 14. I probably won't go through all of them. 1 Chronicle 29. But I want taking care of God's business with wealth abilities. Taking care of God's business with wealth abilities. And that's what they did. You look at the 14th verse. I like that 14th verse. He made a statement. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee.
Yes, sir.
Yep. See? Yep. And you read through that. He give God praise. He's God give probably a million or billions of dollars on the business of God. You come down, you read from that first verse to the 14th verse. They gave so much money you couldn't count it. Group by group, they were given. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
See, understanding kingdom business and set to be used in it is the key to the wealth transfer.
Yes, sir.
Now, turn to 1 Samuel, and I want to make a statement here. Knowing how to connect with a wealth transferer trainer. Somebody who been there. Somebody who made the step. Somebody who got evidence. Somebody who will teach you. Somebody who won't rob you. Somebody who will train you. Somebody will tell you, hold up, that's good enough. See there in 1 Samuel 22, they gather themselves around a trainer. They all end up multimillionaires. They were in distress, they were in debt, and discontentment. But they gathered around someone who knew how to bring in a wealth transferer,
yes, sir.
And they listened.
Yes,
they made him their captain.
Yes, sir.
That's what I like about Bathsheba, who came to see Solomon in 1 Kings 10? Huh? What her name was? Go to 1 Kings 10. That woman came to see Solomon. She came to ask questions. Just turn that 1 Kings 10. I know where it's at.
Queen of Sheba.
Yeah, that's what I like about the Queen of Sheba. She knew he had it. She had some, but she knew she couldn't get what he was unless she asked him questions and come around him and recognize who he was, and then he showed her around. She got a chance to see it. She wasn't on that level, even though she was a very wealthy woman. But she wasn't on that level, but she had enough sense. She had heard. She said, "A half haven't been told. I heard some things about you, and I got it." And he gave her an audience, and when she heard all that, she sold in him, and he turned around and sold in her. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm almost about to close. A priest fire time. You ain't got nothing yet. Hallelujah.
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 Now everything, I'm telling you right now by the Holy Ghost, everything about to turn around in your life.
Yes, sir.
You're going to adjust your thinking. Mm-hmm. Father, what you want? Boy, you better not start telling him that. Father, what you want?
Yes, sir.
And all the time you go before him, don't be asking for nothing.
Yes, sir. Right.
Why are you asking for the same thing you've been asking for? You don't believe you asked him the first time you got it?
Wow.
You see, these things slow the process up.
Yes, sir.
Be business about his business. If Father, you know, what you want me to do with what I got now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Pray that prayer. And watch what starts happening to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Taking the steps to get into wealth transferring territory. That's what Deuteronomy 8 talking about. Let's look at it in a minute. Let's look at it in a minute. Taking the right steps. What? There's some steps you got to go through.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Training. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go tell some of them hecklers, turn their phone on, TV on. Tell them to watch tonight.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I know about all this. This is what I've been doing.
Yes, sir.
I haven't been pursuing God for nothing. God's been pursuing me to give it to me.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
When you serve him and you love him and you're honest and you're real.
Yes.
There's no way that the covenant and the kingdom not going to take care of you rawly. We got to skip these religious biscuits and begin to do what God wants us to do.
Yes.
Seek him.
Yes, sir.
Seek him.
Yes, sir.
Not no cars, not no houses, not no ring, not no suit, not no dresses. Seek him.
Yes, sir.
The dresses and the rings and the cars will start seeking you. My grandson going to prom tonight. I'm riding down here. I said, what kind of car that boy in? He said, well, he in the Escalade. I said, come get my Porsche and take him my Porsche so he can ride tonight. Oh, yes. He said, I know what he's saying now. I love Pawpaw. Pawpaw, Pawpaw, my man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My people get upset about that, you know. They get upset when you talk about blessing your children and blessing your grandchildren. But I don't care how upset they get. I teach these children about the Lord. They know the Lord. They're not perfect, but they love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know how you feel riding down that Porsche?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He loves it. Yeah, I love the Lord. I love Papa. I love church. I love everything.
Hallelujah.
I know he prayed in tongues a few minutes. Ha, ta, 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 ta. Might not could let that girl see him because she might not be filled with the Holy Ghost, but he could pray in tongues. Now notice here in Deuteronomy 8, I made a statement. Taking a step into the wealth transferring territory is steps you had to take. All the commandment which I command you this day shall you observe to do. See that? That's a step. That you may what? Live, and multiply, and possess. Uh-huh. Underline those words. Live, multiply, go in, live, multiply, possess. Uh-huh. And then the second verse says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years.
Yeah. Mm.
40 years. 40 years. He been leading me for 40 years.
Yes, sir.
Just like he led them for 40 years. I've been through the wilderness. I've been broke. I couldn't pay the bill.
Yes, sir.
But I kept seeking him.
Yes, sir.
So a man see me now, they'll say, well, that's where I want to be. No, you can't go there now.
Right.
I don't say, okay, it's going to take you 40 years. It's going to take you some years.
Yes, sir. Right.
You better believe that, baby.
Yes, sir.
You better believe that. So don't be discouraged. Because you hear me talking about all the things God have done and what I'm doing. Don't be discouraged. It's just not your time yet.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
You haven't learned enough lessons yet, but you're on your way. You got a trainer.
Yes, sir.
You've been here all the week.
Yes, sir.
I've been training you, transferring anointing to you, giving you my wisdom.
Yes, sir.
That's what these meetings about. Don't worry about it. Just be happy with the Lord.
Yes, yep, yep, yep.
Amen.
The Lord showed me at a certain step what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. I bought the lot where my house built on. I bought it with no money.
Yes, sir.
The man said, well, we got these two lots here. We're walking back. I said, I'll take both of them. I don't know where the money came from.
Yes, sir.
But I got them.
Yes, sir.
And the reason I had to get two lots is because a Baptist deacon showed my wife the house. You couldn't build it on one lot.
Yes, sir.
God took a Baptist deacon ashore.
Yes, sir.
Then my wife had a dream. She saw Bernard's house, not this Bernard, the other Bernard, and Martha's house. He said, that's a nice house. He said, that's for Bernard, that's for Martha. He said, but this is yours.
Yes,
and he showed her the chandelier and everything in the house.
Yes, sir.
And the deacon, he was so, a Baptist deacon, man, a Baptist boy. He's the same one. He said, well, I had a new Cadillac. It was white. I used to keep it clean. And Deke said, he'll keep that car clean. He don't love the Lord like he said. So somebody's house caught on fire. And I pull up in the Cadillac, and I pull it on the side, and he pull up in his old truck. And the flame got heavy. I kept going. He run back to move his old truck. He came to ask me, will you forgive me?
Wow.
He said, the Lord showed me you love him more than I love him. You see, that really happened.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't judge a book by the cover.
Uh-huh.
You got to know what's going on the inside.
Yes, sir.
You see? People get mad if they can see my heart. How much I love God.
Yes, sir.
And I've surrendered my life to him. He's been leading me for 40 years.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, not going to happen overnight.
Yes, sir.
Sit out a minute, let me close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he brought him through some things. He brought him to the test in that 8th chapter. He brought him to the wilderness. He brought him, he had to go through something. He won't know if you're going to quit.
Wow.
Don't quit before you get there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The curve is for to show you how to swing.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the ball.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Don't settle for them little fairy tales and side story that this system try to tell you.
Yeah.
God is solid. If you take care of his business,
yes,
he's going to take care of you,
yes,
in first class.
Yeah.
Give him time.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Come on, Apostle.
Don't be discouraged. Listen to me out there. Don't be discouraged. You're doing the right thing. Love God. Serve God.
Yeah.
Give him time.
Yeah.
He's doing it for your protection because you're getting that too fast. Let me, for a minute, share with you how to cause wealth blessing to overtake you. Go to Deuteronomy 28. I mean, it just happened. He talking about he led it 40 years. I thought about it, and I think you, Chantel, thought about it at the same time. He been leading me 40 years.
Yes, sir.
You know, I stayed faithful. By the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. See, stay on the grace. All I tell you, stay on the grace and keep taking care of his business. Look at Deuteronomy 28. And then Leroy, you can come. This is enough. I'll preach 5 times. And Jesus, I don't think Jesus is coming back tonight. So we'll get another chance. I think we're in the last days.
Yes, sir.
Things happen. I see things happening, you know. But in Deuteronomy 28, God will bless you if you let him.
Yes, sir.
And it shall come to pass. Verse 1. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You got to listen to him. To observe. See, you got to observe. Now, you know, Joshua 1:8 is a good scripture to think about here. Because it gives you the capabilities and the insight in the commentary on this, how it worked. Joshua 1:8. You know, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that written therein. Then thou shalt cause thy way to prosper and have good success.
Yes, sir.
See. He says, and it shall come to pass, thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandment, which I command thee today, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Notice, he got to put him first.
Yes, sir.
Before he set you high, you got to put him first.
Yes, sir.
Before he set you high, you got to set him high in your life.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What he want done in the earth realm.
Yeah.
You're a disciple.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I noticed here at Word of Life, I got to get, when we get back together, I got to get my people, all of them should be on that line of witnessing. They don't have no concern about that. They think it's my job. No, it's our job. He said, go ye. All y'all go. How many people got, what, 400, 300 people saying now?
Yes,
in a matter of a little time, pastors should take a hold of this.
Yes, sir.
You don't have no evangelical pool in your church on Sunday morning.
Yes,
you got people you pastoring. You might have a few visitors. I don't care how big your church is. You ain't gonna get no 400. My goodness. My goodness. God always, write this down, I'm going to close the description. God always going to have people who can handle his business in the earth. Why not you? You remember I told you about that man was chastising that man, but the man didn't need the chastisement, but he had a good message?
Yes, sir.
Let's read that in the close. Job 22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord good, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
I say the Lord good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh. See, I need an index, Bob. I don't know where the book's at. I'm smart people. Memorize. Job 22:21. This is so important. The first word is so important. Acquaint not thyself with him. Talking about God, and be at peace. Look what he said. Thereby what?
Good.
Look what the next verse said. First word.
Receive.
I pray thee the law from his mouth, and lay his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt be put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as the stone of the brooks. Yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver.
Yes, sir.
Wow. See, you're acquainted with him. Get by the Father's business. And for thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayers, verse 27, unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up, and he shall save the humble poison. Oh, this is powerful. That's powerful, man. That's powerful. Powerful. This prophecy was given to me many years ago. I knew it was about my ministry, and after I got the revelation of money coming, I want you to hear it tonight in my closing. I want you to be about the Father's business and watch what happened. Financial inversion shall increase in these days.
Yes, sir.
For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. Release me. Now, how you release him? You release him by getting busy about his business. Release me, said the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. For yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy, they're crying now. The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the word, they shall see the prosperity of the word come forth in this hour in a way that have not been seen by men in days past. Yes, there coming a financial inversion in the world system. It has been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end, but the end is now. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, says the Lord. It shall be done in the time allotted. And so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass that day, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Predominantly in two ways shall it be done this hour. Those that have hoarded up and stored because of the inspiration of the evil one and held the money from the gospel shall be converted and drawn into the kingdom, and then shall he release that reservoir into the kingdom. But many, many will not. They will not take heed to the voice of the word of God. They will turn aside to this, come on, and they'll turn aside to that, and they'll walk in their own ways, but their ways will not work in this pandemic hour. It will dwindle. Most men losing money left and right now. It will slip away as though it was in bags with holes in them. It'll go there, and it'll go there, and they'll wonder why it's not working now. It worked in days past, they'll say. But it shall be, said the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men. Listen, men of God, of low esteem in the financial world, that shall claim the word of God to be their very own and walk in the light of it as it had been set forth in the word and give. They'll begin to give small at first because that's all they have. But then it will increase. And through the hundredfold return shall the reservoir be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel. For it shall be in this hour that you will see things you never dreamed come to pass. Or it'll be strong at first in ways, then it will grow greater and greater until men will be astonished and the world will stand in awe because the ways of men have failed and the ways of God shall come forth. As men walk in my word, so shall they walk in the ways of the Lord. Oh yes, there'll be some who say, yes, but God's ways are higher. Surely higher than our ways. We can't walk in those. It's true that God's ways are higher. They are higher than your ways. They're the heaven above the earth. But I'll teach you to walk in my ways. I never did say you couldn't walk in my ways. Now learn to walk in it. Learn to give. Then he says, so shall the inversion of the financial system revert, and so shall it be that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world, and there shall be no lack in the kingdom. Hallelujah. No lack in your house. No lack in none of your accounts. Those who give shall walk in the ways of the supernatural. See, you start off small at first. Then you add on up. Then you press it on up. Then shall be known abroad. They shall be known abroad. My word shall spread, and the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth in that day and the hour in which you stand. You will see it and know it, for it is of me, and it shall come to pass, says the Lord. Now that prophecy, I could read it. I need to read it and reread it, read it and read it. I even made an outline from it. I need to teach that prophecy to the body of Christ more and more. All right, God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Scott. God bless you, all the other pastors on the line. We'll see y'all next week. We'll get into other meetings.